Hey, bro, why keep putting off until tomorrow what you know you need to do today? Go ahead and book a free breakthrough call with us so we can connect you to a community of godly men who can understand your challenges and do life with you as a husband, father, leader, or just as a man without judgment, shame, or rejection. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call. Available times are limited each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Help us here if you're ready to receive it.
Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kindle and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. A real man is stronger than his strength. Let me say that again. I said a real man is stronger than his strength. Now, sorry, I know that sounds kind of strange. Some would even call it a paradox. But it sounds less like a paradox when I'm not referring to a man's physical strength, but rather his spiritual power. Now, allow me to explain. Last week in my quiet time, I was reading in Romans chapter 8, and I came across verse 11, which says, "If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the spirit who dwells in you." Now, first of all, let me start by saying that Romans chapter 8 is probably one of the richest and meatiest chapters in the Bible. Now, if you haven't read or studied it in a while, I would recommend you go back and check it out. There are 39 verses in Romans chapter 8, and I find myself pretty much highlighting most of it. Some of my favorite memory verses in the Bible comes from this chapter. Like verse 1, "There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Verse 18, "The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed to us." Verse 28, "All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose." And one of my favorites, verse 38, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God, neither death, life, angels or rulers, things present or things to come, power, height or depth, or anything in creation." Now, but for some reason, chapter 8, verse 11 stirred my heart the most when I was reading last week. And I think it's because verse 11 and verse 38 seem to be the truth that we struggle with the most as Christian men. See, verse 38 speaks to our identity and value to God. It says, "Nothing can separate us from God's love," which means that we are more valuable to God than we know because he loved us so much that he paid an unspeakable price, the life of his son, in order to redeem us and restore our relationship with him. Now, nothing can separate us from his love. Now, are you kidding me? Knowing this truth, how could any man, regardless of what he's done or is still doing, think that he's worthless, hopeless, alone, and unlovable? But many men do. We know God's truth, but we just have a hard time believing and accepting it. But whereas verse 38 speaks to our value to God through Jesus Christ, verse 11 speaks to our power through the authority of the Holy Spirit. Now listen to verse 11 again. "If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you." Now it's saying that the same power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us. Without that power and authority given to us by God, we would all be condemned and death would have the final word. There would be no hope for us. Our lives here on earth will pretty much be meaningless, without purpose, and without hope. But verse 11 says that same power dwells within us. Now, if that same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, certainly that same power is able to raise us from our dead lives in this flesh. Now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we now have the authority to rise above our selfishness, our insecurities, our shame, our guilt, greed, offenses, our anger, unforgiveness, hate, lying, addiction, gluttony, laziness, fear, and even our own sufferings. It's not a question of can we, but will we? It's like what Jesus said to the paralyzed man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus knew he was an invalid for 38 years, yet Jesus still asked the man, "Do you want to be healed?" See, Jesus knew that there was a difference between wanting something and being willing to do something through faith to get it.
The man knew Jesus had the power to heal him, but did he believe he would be healed? Now, he obviously did because he did exactly what Jesus told him to do next, which was pick up your mat and walk. Now, Jesus didn't heal him. Jesus told him that his faith through the power of the Holy Spirit did that. Stephen Audubon wrote a popular book several years ago about lust and pornography called Every Man's Battle. But I don't think lust is our greatest battle as men. I think it's our battle to understand and fully accept our authority through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as I said earlier, accepting and understanding our value to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I believe accepting these two truths can change everything for us. Now, as I often teach men to do in their quiet time, I started journaling, asking God to reveal to me what Romans chapter 8 was saying and revealing about me. The reason why journaling is so important is because unlike reading or studying the Word, which is good, but it can be somewhat of a passive approach to communicating with God because it's one-way communication. Now, on the other hand, journaling by asking God questions and waiting to hear a response from the Holy Spirit and writing down those responses makes your time with God more personal, and it allows you to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit that God wants to give you through His Word. So after I read and study the scriptures, I always try to ask myself five questions. Now, if you've been a long time listening to our podcast, you already know what those five questions are. It's from the acrostic SPACE, S-P-A-C-E. One, what sin do I need to confess? Two, what promise do I need to claim? Three, what attitude in my heart do I need to change? Four, what command do I need to obey here? And five, whose example do I need to follow and learn from? Now, from this particular chapter, the sin the Holy Spirit wanted me to confess was me doubting and questioning my God-given ability to die to my flesh and rise above my feelings by walking by faith. God wanted to remind me that I have kingdom authority through the resurrecting power of the Holy Spirit. Now, when it comes to the promise for me to claim, it was directly from verse 28. All things will work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Therefore, I shouldn't allow my circumstances to dictate my convictions and belief in God's word. What attitude in my heart did I need to change? Oh, that was easy. Submitting and surrendering to the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within me. The Holy Spirit reminded me to stop trying to do things in my own strength, but rather relying and leaning on God's strength. What command did I need to obey? The Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. And whose example could I follow or learn from? Well, it was from the Apostle Paul. His life after his conversion exemplified this. He trusted in the power of God, not in the pain and unpredictability of his circumstances and conditions. Paul realized that as a man, he's not strong at all. In fact, he said, in his weakness, God is made strong. But through trusting God in the power of the Holy Spirit, we are a lot stronger than we think. And as real men, as I said earlier, we are stronger than our strength. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know, every week I love to share podcast reviews with you from some of our listeners. And this one blessed my heart and I wanted to share with you. Well, this one came from El Moderata. I can't make this stuff up, man. El Moderata. He gave us a 5-star review. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But he had a short but sweet review for us. He says, I'm just 3 episodes in, and it's already clear that it was by Jesus' direction that I found this show. At 33 years old, I have a lot to learn, and this is a great place to do some learning as I work towards becoming the man God wants me to be. And thank you, Al Moderata, for that 5-star review on iTunes. Man, I really appreciate that. That just blesses my soul. And guys, I picked these reviews by random. So who knows? If you submit a podcast review to us, I may end up reading yours on the air. And as you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. And we're now the #1 radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in His grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.